Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
It's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. It's 8 p.m., and you know what time it is on 106.5 FM Talk Radio. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, also known as JY and also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. Welcome you all again. It's 3 weeks and JY is still on the air. I haven't gotten fired from my day job and I still have this night job, so we're doing something correctly. I want to start off with Joshua 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, with the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. I will always begin with scripture because to me, that is the foundation of our society. Get well soon to my friend Mark Minert. He has come home after having open heart surgery. James Looney is still on our prayer list, and I'd like to give an RIP to Gene Looney. We had him on our prayer list last week, and unfortunately, he passed. Keep his family in your prayers, the Looney family in your prayers. Just a wonderful, wonderful family. Congratulations to my sponsor, Neudrolix. This is their 50-year anniversary. They've been in business for a long time. Father Slaughter started the company, and he's handed it off to his son, Bob. And Bob was so kind and gracious enough to sponsor the show as a title. So we have to say congratulations to Neudrolix for 50 years. And I want to say thank you to Bienville's Souvenir Shop downtown on Joe Rackham Street. I'm wearing my MOB shirt, given to me by the owner and proprietor, Gary Owens, and I just got to give him a shout-out. Now I have an MOB hat, an MOB shirt. Next up, a Mr. Mobile tuxedo. So I'm going a white one. I'm going to spray paint stuff on it. I want to remind everyone, thank you, Philip. I'm glad you agree with everything. I want to remind you guys that next Monday on June 9th, send me your father's name, and as a token of appreciation to the wonderful jobs that so many fathers have done, I'm going to read their names on air. Even if it isn't your biological father, but a father figure that influenced and inspired your life, I want to memorialize them, whether they're alive or not, and read off their names on air. So, and I want to give a shout out to my buddy Mark Hearns. Mark Hitman Hearns, we went to school together at Palmer Pillins. And he's the first person that called me and said, "Hey, JY, what can I do to help, man? You need me to do research. I'm retired. I'm not doing anything anyway." And I'm very grateful for his help, you know. But tonight, if you guys heard me on Midday Mobile earlier today, we have to continue with this topic. And we have a culture issue. And culture is defined by the customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. The set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that characterizes an institution or organization. This is the issue we're dealing with when we talk about the violence in Mobile. We have a morality issue. If we don't focus on family, education, employment, and discipline as a foundation for life, then we will continually have people who see violence as the first means of solving a problem. Without the willingness to walk away from problems and not just de-escalate, but avoid, to think before we act, to take a second And Philip just said earlier, and when I got here, just walk away, wait. I don't know anything about that. Just wait. Just give it a chance to simmer. Maybe these incidents would diminish. But it starts at home. I've heard several conversations about causes and we need more resources and poor kids. Listen, this isn't a poverty issue. Poor people have been around forever. This is a morality issue. This is a character issue. You know, being poor does not somehow justify someone's behavior to steal or be rude or loud or obnoxious. And we keep making excuses for it. Reading online, now we've become so desensitized to death that we are willing to justify any use of violence against people as long as I can have an emotional reason for doing it. And that's because the failure of the family. That's because we no longer promote husbands and wives marrying and raising children. We no longer encourage or teach boys how to become men that provide, protect, and profess. You provide needs, physical, mental, and spiritual. You protect mental, physical, and spiritual. And you profess love by doing those things. We no longer say that it's the norm, and we've adopted things outside of this as normal. We celebrate baby mamas. Let women say, I'm the mama and the daddy. We've encouraged women to say, as a society, I don't need a man. Well, all those things are false. I've asked a few times for the Mobile University, or University of Mobile, I'm sorry, South Alabama, or Spring Hill College to just do a 10-year study of only our homicide suspects, their backgrounds, their education backgrounds, and their social backgrounds, their familial backgrounds. And I know the common denominator will be broken homes. That is not to say that there aren't some amazing women that have raised children on their own, but that is to say that in 2025, the greatest incident we have are families with broken homes. So family is first into the foundation, the solution to this morality problem, this cultural problem, and we have to be willing to admit it and tell the truth. Thoughts and prayers are no longer any good. I said earlier today, and I was angry earlier. I've calmed down some. We'll see how it goes over the next 40 minutes, 50 minutes. But I was angry because we just don't see anything wrong with behavior. And someone posted the video of the murder from the Sanger Theater Sunday. Someone posted it on Facebook, and I watched it. And there's no justification for what happened. There's no justification for coming there with a gun. There's no justification for the confrontation. There's no justification for the murder. And those children, those just the audacity of someone to do that in that environment, there's no justification for it. My good friend Derek and his wife Mika were there watching their grandbaby perform. And Mika said that the baby now is still talking about it and cried so hard that she vomited. And Mika said she couldn't sleep and she's traumatized by it. They were there. These are friends I've had 30 years and they were there. And hearing the babies cry, that should provoke something in anyone. There were family members there celebrating their children, this accomplishment. One thing I hope that happens is we can pool money together and let these children have their recital. Men United Against Violence will pledge $1,000, and we call on anyone else to match our pledge so these girls can rent a facility and have their recital and not worry about getting shot. That's what we have to get back to, Port City Patriots. We have to say good and evil. I don't care who you vote for or who your favorite football team is. Are you good or are you evil? And we know that by the fruits that you bear. That's what we have to get back to. And we need to remember that. An excerpt from Thomas Sowell's book, Black Rednecks and White Liberals, states, "These people are creating a terrible problem in our cities. They can't or won't hold a job. They flout the law constantly and neglect their children. They drink too much, and their moral standards would shame an alley cat. For some reason or other, they absolutely refuse to accommodate themselves to any kind of decent, civilized life." This was an excerpt in his book taken from a book written in 1956 in Indianapolis. Now, if I hadn't told you the year, what would that resemble to you? Who would that resemble to you? We have a culture issue here, and we've replaced good with evil, replaced God with materialism and man. And until we're willing to state that families are the foundation to a civilized, decent society, we will continue having these problems. Social programs are great. handouts are great, but family is the foundation. Stronger families, you have less social programs. We're going to go to our first break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're on tonight with Mr. Mobile and tonight in Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. That was a quick break. The text line is open at 251-343-0106. We'd be happy to answer your text messages or your phone calls. Some of my buddies are sending me a message. Hey, Paul, I'm glad you guys are listening. Joe, we haven't gotten any merch yet because we don't have any money. And Mark, you're the greatest. You know, I have to now go into who pays my bills, and that is Neudrolics. For any hydraulic hose, tubing, or fitting needs, be sure to visit Neudrolics, located at 311 Ari Court, one block east of I-65 off Spring Hill Avenue. As the local DK Lock distributor and Mobile's most reliable provider, Neudrolics has the vast inventory and knowledgeable staff to help with all your hydraulic instrumentation needs. Visit hydraulicsneudrolics.com or call 251-471-1591 to get help you need today. And Jonathan and Michael and Jacob and Wesley are your salespeople there. But if you can't get them, ask for Street Jesus. And if you can't get Street Jesus, ask for Anna. She's been there about 30 years. Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, located at 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653, which is gold. For over the last 20 years, I have purchased many items from them, electronics, power tools, jewelry, you name it. I've bought it. I've bought everything from them but a fur coat. They do everything but cash, but babysit. They do cash checks. Ask for any of them, Dolly, Becky, Juanita, Emma, Carson, Dean, JJ loves hugs, Braxton loves having his beard rubbed, and Ed loves and Sandra loves talking golf. Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic, located at 2172 St. Stephen's Road. James Gordon is one of the best chiropractors in the city. I've been using him for 20 years. Yes, he helps old fat guys like me, but he is one of the best in the business, whether you've had an injury, a car crash, or just need a tune-up every once in a while. Go visit Eddie's. Go visit Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic and visit Eddie's. And Youth Reach Gulf Coast is a Christian-centered residential home for young men ages 18 to 22. It's located in Summerdale, Alabama on an 81-acre campus. This is a year-long full-service opportunity at no cost to the men and their families. Young men and staff families live and work together and enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy, stable environment. It's a voluntary commitment, but YRGC can work with the legal system to help young men with their problems. Through the year, the men receive biblical teaching and counseling, valuable skills, and the tools for healthy habits and character building. Please visit their website at yrgc.org. This is what we need more of. We need men leading men and teaching men, setting an example through family traits and education. Graduate high school should be a minimum for everyone. Coming up, I did my best to fail high school. I failed the seventh grade at Palmer Pillins. Miss Thompson was my math teacher. But I wasn't deterred because we have a tradition in the family that you will graduate as a minimum high school. And then your options are to get a job, go to military service, or go to work. But that's a foundation that takes the ability to read, write, and count. So many of these kids nowadays aren't able to communicate the English language. They speak in broken English or slang and jargon. They aren't able to communicate with anyone above words with more than two syllables. They use text message language all the time and email language. You just can't get ahead that way because the jobs that people say they want, those employers want an educated, reliable work staff. They want someone who will show up on time and able to communicate whatever the job is. A culture that does not promote family and education is bound to consume itself because there's no growth in it. You drop out of school, have a bunch of babies, and get on welfare is not a foundation for a profitable future. Telling kids, I don't need to know how to read, I'm just going to be an entertainer, an athlete. Well, who's going to read your contract? If you can't add 1 + 1 = 2, who can rip you off unless you're like that football player that just married that gold digger? Who else can take advantage of you if you don't understand words or meanings? If you can't spell words, if you don't recognize words, you can't sign your name. I remember a few years ago, they stopped teaching cursive writing in school, Common Core math. Now they're dumbing down the education system to the dumbest student. They're trying to make sure no child left behind, but he can't read. Suddenly, math is racist and discriminatory. Now we have different levels of education, the soft discrimination of low expectations. That's what we're dealing with now. And we say the children who are the most vulnerable and the children who are underserved, those are the kids that we are cheating out of a future by not making them learn the standardized English language, by not making them learn 1 + 1 = 2, by not making them learn boys are boys from the beginning and girls are girls from the start, by not making them learn ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. That also goes in. Educated people aren't violent. Let's just consider that. People who are intelligent consider risk versus reward. They weigh the outcome of their actions. They're more thoughtful before they speak or before they act. Ignorant people are hyper-emotional and hyper-violent as a result because they have nothing to draw from but their emotion. That's why we want kids reading books, not just holding tablets in their hands so they can have a hump in their neck like a dolphin. We want them physically reading books and newspapers. We want them to physically read words and see them and have to go and get a dictionary and look up the definition of a word. That is building education. That is building intelligence. And there is a difference between intelligence and education. You can go to college and get an education, but life can teach you intelligence. So we have to encourage both of these. Not everyone is cut out for college, right? No, not everyone can be a college athlete or a college student. Boy, I did my best not to. I left South Alabama on academic probation in 91, and I just got my online degree last year, so it could take a while. But I still had a very profitable and great career. I'm earning more money now than I ever have. But it took effort for me to continue learning and reading classic novels, reading news articles that I didn't necessarily agree with just to get a different perspective, learning as much as I can, sitting on the floor and reading a dictionary. We have to encourage these kids to become more educated because then they see life as more than materialism and sex. They see life beyond gold chains and bedazzled shoes and the latest TikTok video. I can't say what I want to say because Philip said I can't say it over there, but everyone who knows me knows what I want to say. Showing that on television and recording yourself. You can laugh, Philip. It's cool. You can let it out. You know, but we have to get back to education. Educated people are more likely to succeed. They're times and times more likely to have gainful employment, not go to jail, not get arrested, not get in the criminal justice system. We need to educate our kids on not frequenting places that crimes are committed. Don't commit crimes. Don't associate with people who commit crimes. We have to reinforce that, even if you live in a high crime area, because your decisions and your choices will affect you. One of the questions that I was always asked when I got caught doing something wrong, and I give some lame explanation about why I did it or who I was with, and it's usually the same crew, Sean and Des and Pooh and Ben. My dad was asking me, well, so if they jumped off a bridge, would you? And that's a very fair question because listen, strong men are leaders. Strong men set the tone and the example, even if it means being unpopular, even if it means not getting into the group that you want or being friends with the people you want. Walk alone. Be that difference. I asked a group of young men a couple of weeks ago, be different, come out from her, don't conform to her, cut your hair, wear clothes that fit you properly, don't speak that way, don't do these gang sign exaggerated handshakes. Be different, show that you are educated. Now our college students are just so far removed from anything that would represent them being highly educated and representing people. That's supposed to be the standard. When you see a college student in the book, The Black Bourgeoisie, written by Dr. Frazier, it states when you see a college student, you're supposed to know he or she is a college student. They're supposed to come out the world. The more intelligent you become, you don't look like brute beasts. You don't speak like brute beasts. You don't frequent areas with brute beasts and urban terrorists. We no longer want to fit in. My brother Marcus and I were talking the other day about why would you leave the hood and take the hood with you? Why would you leave the farm and take it with you? Why would you leave the trailer park and drag it with you? That's why you work hard and have gainful employment and have an education, and you are striving to leave behind the negativity. Why in the world would you learn how to read, write, and count to get in a job as an accountant just to go back where you were trying to escape? We have to get past this, Port City Patriots, and we have to tell the truth about it. I'm not as angry now as I thought I would be, but that shooting on Sunday, we have to get, I don't know those guys' background, but I know the killer is a brute beast who took a gun to a venue where children were. That proves he has no conscience and no morals. That proves that in his mind, because he is detached from controlling his emotions, wherever it goes down, it's going down. Dude, that's education and intelligence includes emotional intelligence and emotional education, learning when, where, and how. Guys are beating up their girlfriends and shooting up their cars because she quit him. Go get another one. Go get one of her girlfriends and get even. But you don't have to beat or kill her. Just leave her alone. If she doesn't want you, she doesn't want you. So we have to now reach a point where we have solutions or separation. My solution is family. My solution is let's bring back family and make it normal again. And if no one has the same culture as you, separate from them. I'm not going to live in a neighborhood with people who play loud music and park their cars on the front yard, a basketball goal and fake hair in the street and fight and shoot and kill. I don't want to live around that. And that's only because of the culture I was raised in. That we're polite to our neighbors, we're quiet when we need to be, we're thoughtful, we cut our grass, we take our trash can in, we take our Christmas lights down. That's culture, people. The neighborhood I live in, Todd Acres, we all get along because we all work. We'll help each other out, we're thoughtful and considerate. Every once in a while, that guy will come speeding on his dirt bike or something occasionally. It's annoying, but it isn't every day. No one's dragging what they were trying to get away from with them. So as we develop families and educations, we have to make a decision to remain or to separate. And now it's getting to the point we must separate. We'll be right back after the break. Port City Patriots, 251-343-0106. We look forward to your text messages and your phone calls. Coming back from the break, thank you guys. We're looking at the text line. Josh, this is the first time you caught me. Well, keep catching me, baby. I'll be here every Monday until my contract runs out or I get fired. Judy Alexander says, I appreciate you telling it like it is and not G-A-F, not gaff. I don't know what gaff means.
Given a blank.
Oh. Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you. JY, I've been listening to you for 3 years. Thank you. Worst Squirrel Vereen says, worst bad grammar is legitimized with the name. That's right. And that's my point. You know, if you want employment, we talked about family education and now employment. How many high-paying jobs do you think you can have if you walk in saying dis, dim, day, and doze? If you say him instead of here, and then whatever this new, Philip, this new text message language is, ion is on, which is for I don't. I-O-N, it represents I don't. Who's going to hire you? Who wants to be around you? The level of disrespect now for youngsters towards older people, they talk to older people as if they're equals, as if they're the same. And we just have to break this culture. Work has to be at the top of the list. From the excerpt of white liberals and black rednecks, that was written describing transplanted white Southerners to northern cities. 100 years ago, the Scottish from the Scottish Highlands, they settled in Appalachian Southern America, and that was a description of their behavior. As a result, the plantation owners, slaves, learned those white redneck behaviors. And then when they moved into the cities, the black people who were already living in large cities like San Francisco, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, said the exact same thing, because the culture they created focused on family education and employment and discipline. It focused on community and church. It focused on hygiene and grammar and vernacular. And I read that at the beginning because that proves it is a culture problem. Anyone engaging in what I described will ultimately fail. They won't be successful. Like the Scottish Highlanders that landed in Appalachian and Southern America, Southeast America, and the same way the transplanted Southern black people that went to these larger cities. It's culture. Cultures do not blend. If you don't take seriously family, education, and employment and be disciplined enough to do it every day, then you're going to fail. Do we have a caller, Philip? Uh-oh, maybe not. Call back. If we don't have the emphasis on that, and it takes discipline, it takes hard work. Even if you don't believe in God, even if you are not saved, what is wrong with family education and being disciplined every day to do those things, to go to work, provide for your family, go home at night, be a source of strength for your family? So we do have a caller. Caller, you're alive.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, it's Mop Dog.
Hey, Mop Dog, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Man, sorry about that. I had my radio turned up. I didn't know how this works. First time caller.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. Turn up the bass so you can hear my voice better.
Yes, sir. With everything that gone on this weekend, kind of want to speak on it. And I said it today during the midday show. I texted Sean, and I said, he's always said it best, going on about the shooting and everything that happened last night. I'm a gunshot victim and a gunshot survivor, and I'm proud of my story. And, man, gunshots, they live with you forever.
Right.
It's not just the medical bills that you got to pay, which are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the wound healing, the pain, all that.
Yeah, it's a
psychological
lot to
do with it.
Right.
It is. Mentally.
Right.
And I sent another text. He didn't call it out on his text line. I said, dig it. But they don't know. But that being said, man, a lot of – now I'm 31 years old, and I think a lot that has to do with it is in our age – and I see a lot. So the guy that got arrested last night, he was 27, so he's around my age. I think a lot of it has to do back in the day, like hearing my dad's stories and everything, when they get into fights, you know,
yeah,
they took the butt whooping or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Right. And that's what we have to
get.
Thank you, Mop Dog. That's what we have to get back to, are just traditional American values, and that's why we promote family, education, employment, and discipline. Discipline is of the body. When a man can control his lust, he can control anything. Whether it's lust for the flesh, lust for money, power, position, name, he can control anything. And when we deal with so many of these kids are on Facebook and Snapchat and MySpace, and they're saying rude things back and forth, the lust for appearance, the lust for notoriety, or the lust for thumbs up leads to a lot of these problems. The shooting that happened last night, everyone was familiar with themselves, each other. So they're screaming about metal detectors. No, the killer should not have brought a gun to a children's recital. They are screaming about the police. No, the police can't be everywhere. This killer should not have shot in that room. They have no discipline, because wherever something occurs, they lack so much. They lack mental and emotional maturity that they can't say, we'll take care of this later. No, we have to do it now. We have to do it now. And that's a lack of discipline. Sure, there are plenty of times everyone have, you know, people want to go around and beat up people and hurt people and everything. So, yeah, We've all been there and wanted to do it, but discipline keeps us from doing it. Discipline makes us think about the greater consequences. What about my family? What about my wife? What about my kids? What about my parents? That's the discipline that made my dad, when he integrated Scott Paper Company, to show up every day and endure what he did for 31 years, the threats of violence. He had a family. He could have easily lashed out, but then what? So we have to get back to this common sense. I talked to another buddy earlier today, and he was pointing out to me there was a 10-year period where Mobile only averaged 21 homicides, and then the next 10 years, they averaged 40, and he said that's the same time frame when the police force decreased. And I believe him. I do not disagree. I think we need more police. 100 more police officers would be great, Philip. We'd answer more calls, do more investigations, be better seen. We'd have foot patrols. Great. This problem is big enough for everyone to get a part of. More police, and we are teaching better morality. Imagine if we could put those together. So it ultimately comes down to the offender. The police can't be everywhere, and I'm not defending police because of what my profession is. I'm only saying that they can't be everywhere. We have an agreement with the public to not bring guns to children's events. We have an agreement with the public to stop at red lights, not to run stop signs, not to steal. So it isn't unfair for an expectation of the public. But when we're dealing with a broken culture, what if not there, then where? Where else could it? It should not have happened anywhere. But when you have a broken discipline in a person who knows no control, who has no idea how to self-control, who is scared. Hey, listen, what's wrong with giving a brother a fair one? What's wrong with putting your hands up and throwing some hands and let's see who the better man is? We have gone to this point where we can't argue or disagree because we lack emotional maturity. We lack physical courage. Now, getting into a fist fight takes physical courage because you can be injured. But we have to get back to that. You know, and we have to say that family, education, employment, and discipline is the foundation. And if you are a believer like me and Philip and all my brothers, God is the key to that. We have a sin problem, not a skin problem. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall not go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's all Men United Against Violence is saying. We want you to have a more abundant life by being moral, by being thoughtful, by being kind. Even if you don't believe as I believe, would these things be so bad? With strong families, with husbands and wives raising kids, and I did say husbands and wives, not husbands and wives, but would it be so bad if we did these things? Would it be so bad if we emphasized family, education, employment, and discipline? If we set aside our petty grievances and our desires for the greater good of our community? Maybe you do want to have that barbecue in your neighborhood. Maybe you want to have a big family barbecue on a dead-end street and invite over your 30 family members and 30 friends. But isn't it kind of selfish to block the street? Isn't it kind of thoughtless to throw a diaper onto the parking lot? Isn't it thoughtless to play music loud at a red light? Well, I'm here to tell you Port City Patriots don't condone that. We don't participate in it. Port City Patriots believe in family, education, employment, and discipline. And most Port City Patriots believe in God. But all Port City Patriots love their city and respect their city. The violence that happened at the Sanger Theater, we're not immune to it anymore. This is not anything new. And the sad part is I'm afraid we're becoming conditioned to it, and especially when it's black versus black. I want to change that. I want to be a voice that says something that inspires everyone else to get involved and say what I'm saying, or at least tell the truth as I'm telling it. We have our final break. We'll be back shortly. I hope you guys enjoy Run DMC, because me, Bob, and Kirk surely do. Thank you, guys. I was running my mouth, and Philip put up the one, you know, the finger. And I said, 1 minute. He said, no, now. So I got to stop running my mouth so much. You know, but Philip is fun to talk to. I don't know if you guys know Philip, but he's the engineer. He just makes me sound like a champion. He's great. He laughs at all my jokes, and he keeps me on track. And he told me I can't say one of my favorite words anymore, but we'll work on that. Keep it up, Mr. Young. Thank you. Mobile has a severe black violence problem. I agree. There is a subculture of violence involving young black men in Mobile, and I want to get to the bottom of it. I want one of our universities to do a study and see the common cause, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts it will not be racism. It just won't be. Because if it is, then every black person should be behaving the same way, right? Because we're all suffering the same white systemic racism and depression, and we should all have the same reaction. We don't. I spoke earlier about my friend Derek and Mika. Derek was a high school graduate and had a very profitable, I hope he doesn't mind me telling the story, but he was delivering gas for chlorine trucks for a chlorine company. The owner sold him the business, and he did very well for his family. But he had family, education, employment, and discipline. He's the man I want to go talk to your students at your schools. I don't want any ex-drug dealer, reform crackhead talking to your kids. I want men like him talking to your kids, and then we would solve the severe black-on-black crime, violence in Mobile. Bad grammar is legitimized. Mr. Mobile, this is the first time I've caught you. Keep catching me, baby. Have the police said why he started shooting? I do not know. And if I did, I would, unless they made it public, I wouldn't repeat it. So I'm not sure why he started shooting. Jason says, John, terrific job on the show. And is there an address? Yes, send it to our address here at FM Talk Radio. I can't remember it now, but it'll be on the website. FM Talk Radio, or go to our website, Men United Against Violence on Facebook, and I'll send it to you. Doesn't have meta, the schools and the home lack discipline. That is very true. Mob Dog, you are welcome. Thank you for calling me, my friend. I hate to cut you off, but we only had a few minutes. Jeff, I can't say it. I cannot say Thought Box on air. Go, dude. My parents took us to the Little Sisters. Another sad fact is that if the officer involved shooting, right, that's right. If that had been a different set of ethnicities, we would be burning the city down. And I think I think it's very appropriate you played Run DMC. I'm glad you do. That's one of our favorite bands from the 80s. And that's the other part about this selective outrage that we see so often from these alphabet organizations. And I don't have to tell you who they are, but they have selective outrage. If Black Lives Matter, they should matter all the time. And there should be a GoFundMe every time a black person dies, or funding for the family and education, or a hospital. Maybe if they did these things in these neighborhoods, we could prevent violence. Maybe we could head it off, but they're not involved in the schools, these failing schools. They're not in the neighborhoods. They're not out here being anything more than an antagonist waiting for a white officer to kill a black man, even if it's a black criminal. They aren't. That's what they're waiting for, so they can get their moment and get their check from whatever blue-haired money launderer is giving them. You know, and when we talk about fruits of the flesh, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, that's how we see the fruit of the flesh. We see people yelling and screaming in public. That is the failure of a culture. The fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and godliness, and faith. That's how we tell the difference of the fruit we bear. The good culture versus the bad culture. Good versus evil. I choose good. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. I would rather live next door to a man who thinks like I do, who believes like I do, who works like I do, maybe if he's retired, but cuts his grass, believes in education, he doesn't play loud music, we're thoughtful and considerate. I would rather live next door to a man who is pastel, purple, fuchsia, or aqua, that behaves the same way I do, than a man that has the same skin tone as I. I'd rather have the same cultural values than the same skin pigmentation. I understand if you see this, I'm going to reach out to you. We'll reach on 251-377. But that's what we have to get back to. We have to just get back to good versus evil. And in this society we live on, with the cultural breakdown, we're constantly being told that evil is good and good is evil. Well, Port City Patriots, I don't believe that. I took several phone calls today. I did a couple of TV interviews when I was not on duty. I said several things, and I stand by them. But more people should be outraged. Don't be afraid to speak out now. We've had opportunity after opportunity to stand against this violence, Philip, and it seems like we always let these opportunities fade. We let them go by when there's a chance for us now to stand together and say something. I'm not a politician. I have no political inclinations. There are jokes always about me running for office. I don't want to run for office. I just want to be what God has made me to be. But if you are thinking about when you consider electing somebody, let these moments be when you judge the character, the fruits that these trees bear. Who is speaking out about it? If the candidate is saying what you want them to say, great, vote for them. But if they're not, shouldn't you choose someone else? Do you really want a weak back representative? You want a sissy soft sucker? Do you want a candy-coated cream-filled sucker MC who can't hold a B-boy stance? That's for my Run DMC fans. But do you really want that? Or do you want someone who's going to tell you the truth and be honest with you? Or someone who's going to stand on principle all the time and not make backroom deals? Who will say we have a violence, a subculture in Mobile, and we have to do something about it? We have to say it. These preachers who walk around in their Cadillacs and they do that on the, are they really saying the truth? Are they preaching Christ or are they preaching social justice? The redemption that we must go through, Mobile, Port City Patriots, comes when we decide to stand and tell the truth. No more intimidation and being afraid. You'd rather be afraid to speak the truth and be intimidated by bullies and urban terrorists than to make a stand? No, not me. Philip gave me the 3-minute mark, so I'm going to read an excerpt from Thomas Sowell's Intellectuals and Race. The glorification of violence must be rejected. The normalization of fatherlessness must end. The normalization of fatherlessness and the narrative must shift from perpetual victimhood to empowerment through individual and collective action. Emphasis must return to personal responsibility, hard work, educational excellence, and building strong families as the primary engines of progress. Reforming schools is essential, but fostering a culture that values learning from infancy is even more critical. This involves parental involvement, community support for academic achievement, and zero tolerance for peer pressure that discourages learning school choice. It is vital that parents to escape failing environments dominated by destructive cultures. This is the hardest but most crucial task because it requires promoting the value of marriage, encouraging parental responsibility, and reforming or eliminating welfare policies that subsidize family breakdown. Strong families are the bedrock of any successful community. Those leaders and intellectuals who profit from the grievous industry and victimization industry and make excuses for cultural failure must be repudiated. It is time for us to separate and turn our backs on anyone that does not promote family, education, employment, and discipline. We've gone along with this for too long. We've ignored it for too long. We've made too many excuses. And it's time for us to turn our backs on it and leave them behind. Joe Pig, thank you, brother. I'm glad. I always know I can count on you. I would rather, let's say, Facebook, my page, William. All right, I'll see you on Facebook. But in the last minute, I want us all to be encouraged and hold our chins up to know that we are right. We are good. We are the light. And no man lights a candle and put it underneath the bed, but he puts it on the windowsill to shine into the land. And that's what we have to do now, Port City Patriots. If you are not going to be angry about Hiawatha Robinson several years ago in Pritchard, or LaQuinta Morissette, or Sierra Jackson a couple of years ago, and Ahmad that had died in the city. There's several teenagers. If you aren't mad about those, be mad about this incident. When you imagine the screams of those little black children, those little black girls, the fear they had, be mad now and stand up and make a stance. Demand answers and accountability. I love Mobile, and I love the Port City Patriots. Thank you all. Good night, and God bless. We'll see you next week.